Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." After hearing Jesus' commands not to cause others to stumble and to forgive repeatedly, the apostles blurted out, "Increase our faith." They wanted to obey, but they knew how weak they felt. Jesus reminded them that the strength of faith doesn't come from faith itself. A seed by itself is just a speck, but planted in rich soil, watered and warmed by the sun, it grows into something far beyond what anyone could imagine. Faith works the same way. By itself, it's nothing. But when rooted in God's promises, nourished by the gospel, and strengthened through forgiveness, faith flourishes. God's word and his promises are the nutrient-rich soil. The water and sunlight are the gospel's power and the certainty of sins forgiven. Faith is created and sustained by God, not by us. And here is the comfort. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you already have this faith. You trust the promises of God. Even when your faith feels small, the power lies not in your strength, but in the Savior who holds you. That's why Jesus could say a mustard seed of faith is enough. Faith clings to Jesus, and he can do the impossible. So when your faith feels weak, don't look inward for strength. Look upward to Christ. Obey his commands in trust. He isn't asking you to hurl oak trees into the sea, but by his Spirit, you can forgive. You can walk blamelessly. You can see the quiet but powerful fruits of faith because of what Jesus has done for you. Even mustard seed faith is enough because it clings to a mighty Savior. Lord Jesus, my faith often feels small and fragile. Thank you for reminding me that even mustard seed faith is enough when it is rooted in you. Nourish me with your promises, strengthen me with your forgiveness, and help me live in joyful trust each day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.